What's poppin', ladies and gentlemen? It is your boy, Mr. Parker. See the part of the intro now is I'm always getting confused with my review page and this. I'm always like, it's your boy Dre Day with another review for. Nah, it's your boy Dre, aka Mr. Parker, with some more podcasts based off of relationships, hardships, lordships, all the ships. But we gonna get into it. I'm with my boy Dave for part two. It's been a while. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling pretty good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, bro. I want to get you back on here because now it's time to talk about. I told people last time we were gonna get into the whole situation where your divorce happened and then how you got into being with a witch, an actual witch. So let's start from the jump. So after your heavy divorce, how'd you cope with it? What did you have to deal with? Like, let people know how it felt, you know, going from marriage to a quick divorce like that. Like, how did it marinate with you?
It was really bad, man. Like, at first, I thought I lost everything. Like, my wife, even the kids, man. I got attached to the kids. And I, like, she had five kids. I was attached to the kids. And I was like, man, this ain't the same. And, like, where do you draw the line? I feel like, where do you draw the line between where, you know, you want to give your the loved one that you divorced, end up divorcing her, all everything, but you're still going through. You're not divorced yet, so that kind of got my way, too. And then not being able to go to church, the same church, not being able to see me in the same place as her. You know, even to be separated from not just her, but all my friends around. It was very drastic, man. It was real drastic.
Now, question. Do you feel like when the divorce happened, did you keep getting, like, signs of hope? Like, you kept believing there was a chance that you guys can fix this? Because I know a lot of people say when they're going through the divorce process, in both of their minds, there could be a chance for us. Now, I know in her mind, there could be a chance. But in yours, was there ever, you know, maybe you guys could get back together, or were people telling you that?
Yeah, I mean, about that, yeah, I did actually believe there's a chance. Excuse me. I did believe there's a chance. You know, I just felt like, you know, since we had such a good relationship together, you know, it was mainly the kids that got in the way. It wasn't really us. It was more the kids.
You weren't ready for that kid package.
Nah, I wasn't. I don't think any man would be. I mean, five kids is kind of a lot of kids, man. I mean, starting off, like, especially the age. Like, I mean, I'm not even going to lie. We're calling nothing but the truth for a reason. I'm 30. Actually, no, 31 now. But I was in my late 20s when I was married to her. So it was real rough, man. You know, having kids basically that are teenagers, and then me being my age and her being her age, it was just like, it was too much, man. And now that I look at it, you know, the whole thing with her, I'm so glad it's over, dog. I got my freedom. You know, there's nothing better than being single, man. When you're single, you don't have to answer to nobody.
I think people have the mindset you used to have where it's, I need somebody in my life. And I feel like when you have that mindset, it's just going to hurt you and set you back and make you rush to things compared to just chilling out and being yourself and having freedom. You know what I mean? Like, how did it feel giving up the freedom you had? Like, I know that was a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, giving your whole check away, you know, having the wife be in control of your money. And I didn't really like that. I know most guys would be like, nah, man, you're not taking my check. You know, you're not taking this, you're not taking that. I gave this woman everything. When I say everything, I mean my last dollar. I let the kids wear my clothes. I let, you know, anything I had was like, here, just take it. And then, you know, starting over too is a big, big hardship too, because when you start over from a relationship, you don't have everything you had before. You know what I mean? So that was hard too. And, yeah, man, it was really drastic, really hardship that I went through. I mean, what else can I say? I'm single now. I'm free.
So let's get into that. Let's talk about the witch that you started messing with.
Don't even.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Let's get into that. So what happened with that?
All right, man. I'll tell you. It's like this, right?
All right. We're back. Go
ahead. So basically with the witch, man, in a nutshell, I was just getting out of divorce. I was still married. Sorry. I was still married.
Going through the divorce phase.
Oh, yeah, going through the divorce phase. So, Yeah, it was rough, man. You know what I mean? I was dating a witch. I met a witch in the shelter. I was in a shelter in Broughton. Met this witch. Actually, she met me. She was like, oh, he's kind of cute. He's kind of hot, whatever. And I was like, I don't even know this chick. And she kind of like, it was just drastic. It was weird, man.
So let's get into that. Come on, let's talk about
it. Well, she was one of those women that, you know, you fall for. You just like instantly fall for her. And she had none of her family wanted to be involved with her. You know, she had it hard. I had it hard. We were both, you know, in the shelter. And when you got out of a shelter relationship, being someone with shelter, it's rough. You know, it's one of the hardest relationships I would say you have to get out of. Even worse than probably being married alone.
So let's talk about the fact of, like, how you guys met up. Like, what brought you... So you said she had interest in you, obviously. Mm-hmm. But what happened? Like, what made you guys... Let's talk. Let's get into this. Let's talk about the sex. Let's talk about all that. Let's talk about how you guys started hanging. Let's get into that.
Well, I mean... First off, I didn't really meet a girl that was so faithful. She was faithful, but the problem was she was a witch. That was the main issue. And the main issue was I didn't want to have to accept that. I wouldn't accept that. I'm like, you know, I don't believe that she's a witch. I believe that, you know, that she's just a down-to-earth woman. Yeah. She's cool. Everything she
was
doing.
When did you know she was a witch?
Basically one Sunday I went to church, and my pastor, Pastor Parker, she said she was practicing witch. She picked up, the Holy Spirit picked that up. And not just that, but she was also burning leaves. I mean, she was burning leaves and stuff. And it was just weird, man. Like,
I remember when I met her and she had brought me outside. And she couldn't sit in church. I said, what's wrong? She said that in my head, she talked nice and innocent too. She said, in my head, I'm hearing that they're trying to take it out. And I can say, what are you talking about? She said, I'm hearing a voice telling me that the pastor wants to take me out and I'm comfortable in this body. So I immediately knew that there was a demon in her.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh, this ain't good. And then she was talking about how she doesn't like going to church because she feels like she's burning inside because the words that are being said are burning her inside. Which I know that's a demon, but she didn't, you know, she wasn't aware of that.
Right.
But man, I was like, dude, she's an actual witch. So let's talk about, you know, what made you
into the witch part.
What got you into like the attachment to her? Do you think, like, was it the first time of sex? Like, what happened? How did that go down?
Actually, the sex was, can I be honest and open?
Yeah, listen.
The sex was the best.
That's what I do here. That's what I do.
The sex was the best sex I've ever had, dog. Like, it was. It was just like, it was crazy. It's better than the sex I had in my marriage, I'll be honest. I'm sorry to say that, it's pretty low, but it was better than the sex I had in my marriage, dog. And it was just like, everything was good. The sex was good.
I think that's because witchcraft was involved with it.
Yeah. In fact, the whole sex part was a big part to do with it. I don't even think it was more like a relationship. It was more like a...
Lust.
It was a huge lust.
It feels good to sin.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They always say it feels good to
better
sin.
Better to marry than to burn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you had sex with her the first time, how long did it take for y'all first intercourse?
Let's see. I don't even know.
You guys were dating for how long before you had sex?
Oh, no, it was quick. It was real quick. We just went right into it.
What? So y'all only did it for like what, one day and got text?
Well, I mean, I kind of don't remember. It's been a long time since then, but if I had to say something, the first thing she said, and I was like, wait a minute, I'm not doing this. She was like, oh, I know a place where there's a mattress on the side of the road.
Oh,
no. And I was like, nah. I was like, I'm not that dirty. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. And then, the other thing too was she was heavy into drugs too, so it was like
she was a druggie. Yeah,
it was bad, man. That part was bad.
So you had a big combination of both. So
basically, what happened was every time she got in trouble with something, I had to bail her out. I was like her whatever legal guardian.
Yeah, talk about the story where she went to your father's crib. You introduced her to your father.
Oh man, this
talk about that. Man.
This gets deep, man.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, so me and her, she was drinking heavily. I had maybe like a couple drinks or whatever. I wasn't being right. I wasn't right in my mind. So after the divorce. Yeah, I was having a couple drinks. You know, next thing you know, she's heavily drinking. And we go to my dad's house. I'm like, oh, let me just take her to my dad's house. Thinking, you know, hey, just meet the family. You know, just be cool. Get her out of trouble. Keep her out of Brockton. You know, keep her out of trouble. And what ended up happening was we had sex in the camper. And because my dad's a camper in the yard. So I didn't want my dad to find out. So we had sex there. And basically, she went after my stepmom, which was crazy. She tried going after my stepmom. Stepmom called the cops.
How did she try to go after? What happened? Like, y'all having dinner? And
no, basically, I was in my dad's truck. I also wasn't right doing this. I used to be a thief, man. I used to be a real, real big thief. Mm-hmm. And my family didn't trust me. So what happened was I was looking at the truck, and I wanted to get money, but I wasn't trying to really take it because I didn't want to get in trouble. So, I was looking in the truck. My stepmom comes over and says, oh, you trying to look for money? I'm like, no, I'm trying to just, you know how we all are. We don't want to steal something. We don't let know someone was stealing something. So, you know, I was just looking at the I was trying to get my coffee cup out of there with the coffee in it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, so I just said that. My stepmom had a problem with it. So, Michelle heard about it and she stuck up. This is what I mean by faithful. This is why the relationship was so good. This made it so good. She was faithful. She would do anything for me. And I felt basically, I didn't feel like a pimp, but that's how the relationship was. And I really didn't like it. I didn't want her to be like treated how pimps treat girls.
It was you were controlling her in a way without even trying.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. But she was so easily manipulated that it was out of my control. So anyway, getting back to the story, she was sticking up for me and stuff for my stepmom, and I had to hold her back. I literally grabbed her and held her back from attacking my stepmom, and she got locked up in Lakeville jail, and next thing you know, here I am again, sweet-talking people, telling people, hey, I need to get her out of jail, you know, I need to get her out, and you know, I was trying to look out for her. Like when you have love for somebody, it's like that love. And not just that, but there was another time where I told this is how I know it was like it had to be lust or some kind of demon involved, because I went in front of everybody in the entire shelter. I said, look, this is my girl. I said, anybody y'all mess with her, I said, this is it. I said, any y'all mess with her, you come to me. I went in front of every guy in the shelter. I said, yo.
And this is Brockton, remind people.
Yeah, this is Brockton. Yeah. And I pulled up in my car, peeled out and parked it, and I got out of my car, whipped my glasses off. I was like, yo. I whipped my shades off, and I was like, yo, this is my girl. I said, anybody mess with her, anybody problem, you come to me. And I pointed my finger to my chest, like, to let them know, you come to me. And it was crazy, man. Like, I never got that stupid before. I wasn't even in my right mind. I was seeing all red. I was like, you know what? I don't care if I'm in Brockton. Brockton wasn't even on my mind. It was just, don't nobody mess with this girl.
Yeah.
This girl, I'm gonna protect.
So for me, I look at it as this. So I feel like, for who she is and what she represented.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I still care about her. But I'm not gonna.
But this is the thing I feel about this whole situation. I feel like the witchery that was in her had pulled you in so heavy.
Yeah.
You know, the witchcraft can pull us in. And that's to anything. Not just women, not just women wanting men. Even gays, even music, even video games, even TV, even movies. Witchcraft can pull anybody in. And this is a form of witchcraft. That's why the protection you had for her, the desire you had to keep her protected, the desire you had to, you know, have her live up and to all the things you did for her and stuff was through lust and witchcraft because it was attached to you.
Right.
And then you had soul tie on top of that because you guys had sex multiple times.
Right.
And you were still married at the time. So it was like all that buildup just created a monster inside. That's all that had happened in.
Right.
All that spirit, like you said, it was the, you know, she had good sex, all that stuff. But that's how the devil works. Because the devil wants to manipulate you. So, you know, you getting out of that, I think that saved you in time to get out of that. I pray for her still. But the witchcraft that's in her and the stuff she was doing after.
Yeah, I gotta say, man, I care about her and all that, but I'm not trying to, you know, go back to that again.
Yeah, all
I mean,
that.
You gotta know it's the God in you that cares these people. I mean, if you see a witch, the first thing you're gonna do is say, I'm out. I'm not. But you would never know. That's
yeah.
That's the sad part. You would never know. And I didn't know, like, what I was dealing with. I didn't know any of that. And I just, like,
suddenly. Then you get blinded at that point by lust, because.
It's so strong, right? Yep. Yeah.
So. But yeah, man, look, nice talking to you. I'm glad you can be so open.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad you're back in your place with God.
Yep.
And, you know, you ain't far away from the church, but great story, man. I'm hoping all y'all out there learn from my brother Dave. Don't rush into a marriage you don't know nothing about. Second, think about marriage before you do it, because going through that divorce can lead you down crazy paths, like dating a witch and having sex with a witch. Can all come a part of that that deal. You know, I mean, it's almost like when you get Comcast, you want to know what the triple play package is.
Right.
Don't just go for one great deal because you see it on sale. You know how you go to Walmart and they say, hey, $10 you can get Verizon for a whole year. Go look in the fine print. Look at the small details, because a lot of stuff comes with that.
Yep.
But thank you, my brother, for joining. Much appreciated.
Anytime.
You know, we'll see if we do a part 3 later down the road with something else. But appreciate it, man, and, you know, good time talking, brother.
All right, man.
All right, bro.